Hey, VV Nation. Well, you found our podcast on your favorite platform for podcasts. We know that you'll love the content, and hopefully it makes you better informed investors in the stock market. Be sure to follow us on social media. You can go to YouTube, Facebook, Reddit, and Instagram. Just search for VectorVest, and remember, we do the work, you reap the rewards. Good evening, everybody, and welcome to our VectorVest channel. My name is Glenn, Senior Stock Market Strategist for VectorVest. Glad to be here and glad that you're here as well. As you know, on Mondays, I always give you my top weekly picks for the week. And this week, we've got a lot of earnings coming in. So I wanted to make my top weekly picks on earnings stocks that I do like and some I want you to keep away from. So without further ado, let's get right into the VectorVest program. And here we are. We start right from the U.S. market first. A lot of red, a little bit of a rebound day today. All of the major indices are up, but don't get fooled by that because one day does not make a trend. We still have a confirmed down call. Primary wave is still down. The DEW is still down. All of our market timing signals at this time are still down. Let's move over to the market timing graph. Big responsive day up, still trading at session highs. That's today. All right. Coming off of the levels of the MTI and buy-to-sell ratio, we never really got to the level of where the market's looking for a bottom. The MTI is right now at 0.71. We look for it to be a level of 0.60. And the buy-to-sell ratio is at 0.39. We look for it to be at a number of 0.20. We never really got there. Let's look at... actually Friday's activity, MTI got to 0.67 and the buy to sell ratio got to 0.28. Close, but no cigars. Close only counts in hand grenades and horseshoes. So a big rebound day today. We are trading at session highs. I'm not ready to be really bullish on the market just quite yet, but I do want to look at the stocks that are on my earnings calendar. Now, before we do that, let's see what last week's stocks did. We did defense stocks last week, especially with all of the tensions going on in the Middle East. I thought that was going to be a good list of stocks, so we're going to go back to 415. These are the eight stocks that I put up for you. Let's go quick test them now until right now. Look at that, 0.66%, higher than the market. Out of the stocks, four winners, three losers, and one even. Rolls-Royce came in at even. FINMY was the biggest loser over the week. Down only about 3%, but two stocks did go up over 3%. One stock at 2. Look at that. RTX, it's going to be on my list today as well. And Embraer, a little bit higher as well. So let's go look at today's picks, 422 top weekly earnings picks. Now, there's a lot of stocks out there that are reporting earnings. So I picked some of the big ones that I really want you to keep your eyes on, especially the tech stocks. You know, we still have the AI craze and these stocks are still probably primed to beat earnings. I got Meta, Caterpillar, not a tech stock, but Google. Microsoft is in this list. Let's scroll down a little bit. Intel is in this list. Notice by VST is towards the bottom of the list. 16 stocks. There's a lot of stocks, but there's a lot of big name stocks reporting earnings this week. So before you go out and say, well, what about this one? What about this one? These were the biggest ones that I thought fit my list and especially in the tech and defense type of deal and oil. All right. Also, I have in here AstraZeneca and Bristol Myers Squibb. Big story came out. Where's BMY? Somewhere here. There it is. BMY. A lot of weight loss drugs are going to be coming out. AstraZeneca, BMY are going to be part of that. I think that they will beat, even though they are drug companies, I think that they will beat both. I think AstraZeneca is fundamentally sound. But then we got, again, the Microsofts, the Googles, the Metas. Let's scroll down a little bit. I'm going to actually put Spotify in here, Intel. These are my stocks that I really want you to keep your eyes on because the AI craze is still hot. I think these companies beat. Now, revenues is on the other hand, because of high interest rates, companies are still struggling, laying off a lot of people to make the bottom line look better. So keeping all of that in mind, I think these companies beat on earnings. We'll see how they come out with revenues, but I still think it's a hot industry. Caterpillar is a stock that's been around forever. It's a great stock, undervalued, fundamentally sound, RT above one. Let's sort this list by RT. Which ones coming into earnings are sub one RTs? And there's Visa is coming out, Bristol Squibb, Microsoft. Interesting that it's got an RT below one. Do I think it still beats? Actually, I think that with OpenAI, it still has got a lot of momentum behind them. Boeing, stay away from. Tesla, stay away from. Those are two that I really am not a fan of right now, just by what's going on with them. Visa, I've got concerns about delinquent credit card payments. Keep that in your radar. It's fundamentally sound. I don't know if it hits it yet, but I do want you to keep your eyes on that. General Dynamics, LMT. Let's go see what else. RTX, those are my defense plays. I think that they're going to do well as far as both earnings and revenue. A lot of contracts are coming through them because of the tensions in the Middle East. I definitely like those stocks. RTs are above one on all of them, and I think that they're only going to increase. Spotify is in the AI space as well. Oil, I've got XOM and I've got Weatherford. Scroll down a little bit. I think those are the two main ones that I have. Where are they at as far as relative by VST? They're at the top of the list. Well, especially Weatherford is. XOM, not, but it's still a VST above one. Oil, I still think on paper should be moving because of the tensions in the Middle East, but that's just my two cents. All right, so those are my stocks that I want you to keep your eyes on. Concentrate on the stocks that have a VST above one. Concentrate on the stocks that have a relative safety above one as well. They're going to stand a higher chance of meeting or exceeding earnings expectations. But I think some of these stocks, simply by way of what's going on in the world, Intel, LMT, Weatherford, Spotford, they all have relative safeties below one, but they may have a really good chance to beat. All right, let's move over to the Canadian side. You know, I still got to look at Canada. All right, so their market's a little bit more bullish than ours, a lot more yellow than red. Primary wave is down, but still confirmed call is up. Their market is split today. The composite's up, the venture's down, the composite is up. Let's go to a graph. For them, for the Canadian market, still above the 65-day moving average, even off the pullback. All of our major indicators are all below one, but as I mentioned, the market timing calls are still more so in the favor of the Canadian market than in the U.S. market. Let's go to the viewers tab. My stocks, I try to find really good stocks for you guys as well that are fundamentally sound. Ether Capital has got a relative value above one, but a relative safety below one. I'm going to call that more of an aggressive play, but notice for the most part, the stocks in the Canadian market are more so fundamentally sound. NVIDIA's in this list. Be careful with that, though. I'm going to go back. Let's go see what your stocks did last week. 415. Oops. Cancel that out. Let's go to 415. And let's go set the calendar back to 415 as well. Let's go see what the Canadian stocks did from last week. We'll quick test them. Wow, down. Big hit, PNG. These were defense stocks for you guys as well. PNG down 8%. FTG down 6%, almost 7%. Big hit on the Canadian market with the defense stocks. It is what it is. Let's go to this week. No earning stocks. These are, again, fundamentally sound stocks that I like for you guys. One contra, though. I got on gold. Now, the interesting thing is that in the U.S., the dollar's getting stronger, so it's going to affect gold adversely. Big move on the bearish side of gold up today, almost 8%. It's a sell, all right? But I'm preparing you just in case your market does go down. I like this play as long as the dollar gets weaker, all right? Let's graph these real quick. All right, let's graph these real quick on a three-month graph. CLS still has trend, pulled back. Little rebound today off a level of the last close. Next one, same thing with NVIDIA. Lost trigger, but we have not lost trend. I like this one, ETHC. We just got trend back on it, and I'm looking to see if we can cross above, but I'm liking the rebound here. And again, your market is a little bit more bullish than ours. We have lost trend here. I would keep my eye on that one. And it's a green bar, but it is a closed bar. Same thing with Galaxy. We're almost about to the level to get trend, not trigger yet. So these are still more aggressive plays. And here's the gold play. I just want you to keep your eyes on that, especially if the dollar continues to gain strength. Folks, there it is. There's my top weekly picks on stocks that are reporting earnings for the U.S. market, and then good quality stocks with one bearish stock to keep in mind for the Canadian market. Folks, let me know how you like these picks. You like these weekly picks, and just like put like, or no, I don't like it. Either way. All right. With that, folks, thank you for being here. This video is over. Till the next time, see ya. Hey, VV Nation, do you have access to the VectorVest tool, the most powerful tool in the industry right now? No? Well, I'm going to give you an opportunity to take advantage of an outstanding deal. Simply go to www.vectorvest.com/YT. You can take advantage of VectorVest 30 days for $9.95. That's an outrageous price for a trial. So what do you get? Well, you get the opportunity to see how we have outperformed the S&P 500 by over 2,000% for the last 20 years. We'll go down and we can see that we track over 18,000 stocks globally and have access to analyzing those. And we've got 25 years of accurate market predictions. Yes, folks, we time the market. Simply, folks, all you have to do is go to www.vectorvest.com/YT. $9.95 for 30 days. And we offer a hassle-free refund. Folks, take advantage of it right now. Thank you for supporting our podcast and for being a part of VV Nation. Remember, you can always get a free stock analysis on your stocks. Simply go to vectorvest.com/free. Type in your symbol, submit your email, and we will email your analysis.